Buying health insurance is never going to be like buying a song on iTunes. You know, it's just a much more complicated transaction.
The president bows to massive pressure and comes up with a fix. But is it a fix that will work? Kate Delaney, welcome to America Tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Are you fuming steam coming out of your ears by now? What's interesting is we all have a bipartisan solution in America. We just don't have one coming out of the nation's capital. At this point, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican. You have to think that they are off the chain at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. It really is. It's like a bipolar White House. They say one thing, then do another thing, then they decide to rip up the fix. And the insurance companies don't have to honor this because it's up to the state insurance commissioners as to whether or not they'll do that. And in some cases, they're not. Four states already have said, oh, no way. So if you lost a policy and got a cancellation in California or in Virginia or Kentucky, for example, too bad. It's not going to change. So this tweaking, this constant tweaking of what was already a terrible piece of legislation is now causing even more irreparable damage to the law. And the magic wand approach, yeah, it's like, look, we don't want the genie to grant us any more wishes because the wishes are killing us. And it's not getting straightened out by any stretch of the imagination. So here's what's interesting. Even if you can keep it, even if you could go back and get it or not have your policy canceled because the state commissioner of New Jersey, the insurance commissioner of that state or Illinois or Florida or wherever, they agree, you have 1 year and then you're going to have to go through that anyway. The president, to me, just can't keep changing the laws as he sees fit. I mean, he has to be stopped from doing this. How can we keep doing this? And there's bills out there, by the way, which would do things like delay all things Obamacare for a year. H.R. 2809 is one of them. Instead of cherry-picking and implementing and then looking at it again, I've never seen anything like, and all the time that I've covered politics, and trust me, we have all been down the peaks, the valleys, and everything else. But the incompetence is staggering. It's staggering. Confidence in this president is really running low. Credibility is absolutely called into question here. And I'll say it again, and I say it all the time here on America Tonight. Listen, I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or you're somewhere in between. It's my country, your country, you have a say on this show. And if you have a reason why I'm not looking at this correctly, then I want you to take off your rose-colored glasses and call me. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Where do you think his credibility is now? Is the president that far removed from what's going on? Is he that far out of the loop? Because one of the things that was talked about, you heard the comment there about iTunes, is that he didn't know what was happening. He didn't know about the website. He didn't know about the cancellation of the policies. I got to say, either he's just completely oblivious and they never informed him of anything, or it's just lies and spin because he doesn't want to be held accountable for this. This fix is going to fall flat. the solution is not a good enough solution. And the insurance industry, how are they going to... That's what's happened. He basically, as they were running around the White House trying to figure out what to do, somebody came up with this, saying, well, you know, it's the insurance companies. And they had state commissioners, so throw it back on the states. Throw it back on the insurance companies. Then they can be the bad guys for people who want insurance. They want their same policy. They can tell them no. But I don't think they're going to be the bad guys. I think it's going to make it worse for everybody else because there's no way they can just scramble and change all these things. And it's going to be a massive burden to an already problematic situation when it comes to health insurance to begin with. And this new law, it's going to have to kick back in the other way because 5 million people have already gotten cancellation letters for the insurance not meeting the Obamacare criteria. So now they'd be able to keep it for a year. So the solution doesn't require any kind of legislation, but state insurance commissioners, as I said, and insurance companies are going to have to decide whether or not to permit policy renewals. Because they might not do that. So in one way, it could be kind of a moot point. Changing the rules after health plans already were ripped up and changed around to meet the requirements of the law will do what to the market? And what will that do to the premiums? So let's figure it this way. If you haven't been affected yet by Obamacare, look out because of this latest blunder. You could be. You could be. I want you to take out that little card, that insurance card, and look at it. And kiss goodbye whatever it is that you like on it. Because I think it's going to, I think there's going to be problems here for everybody. And I think it is going to mess up the marketplace. And it's going to have a adverse impact on all consumers across the board. Different policies, different rules, higher premiums. Higher premiums on this one. And I think there's going to be commissioners that say no. I think they're going to say that it threatens the market and they're going to say that they can't do it. They're not going to do it. And how do they figure this out? Because you're talking about state and federally run exchanges. And then, I'll say it again, the clock would be ticking on this. It's kind of like what they do in D.C. with budgets. Oh, we'll just put a Band-Aid over and then we'll wait. Because it's going to still come back in a year. So what's the transition time? And the ultimate goal is to push them back onto the exchanges, and so far not as many people are biting. They say by the end of the year, 7 million people will be part of a health exchange, but I'm not so sure about that. I'm going to say that's not a definite. I'd say, in fact, that's a shaky prediction. All right, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, I promise we're going to mix in a few other things as well. We have some other nuggets on the day. And Brandon Lang joins us in our third segment to break down football for you. He is hilarious. We need some comic relief. He's talking about football, but some of his sayings are so funny. I give you permission to rip off some of what Brandon says. He told me I could tell you that. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources, Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
2, 3, ooh, 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 ooh. Came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When the big black horse said, look this way, he said, hey, that day, will you marry me? Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. But I said, no.
So we're rolling in all kinds of directions here when it comes to Obamacare. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. From the glitched website to pushing back the individual mandate as far as March 31st being the date instead of January 1st because of the problems with the website. So if the IRS is going to get you, it's going to be after that. Remember, 5,000 people were hired to be able to hold people accountable for the individual mandate. Now the people, 5 million plus, who have had their policies canceled, who are up in arms, were told by the president that they could possibly have that reversed for a year, though. The problem is a lot of the insurance state commissioners are saying, are you kidding me? At this point, I'd say the credibility is absolutely being called into question. It's more than a botched rollout of healthcare.gov. It's a botched program, period. And incompetence is making it worse. And as I already have stated, I think all of us now are so in this boat together, you have no idea what's about to hit us. Because now it's going to include more people with the problems the insurance companies are going to have, so there's going to be more victims of this. It comes to the point where, do you modify the Affordable Health Care Act? Do you delay it? Can you completely trash it? I don't think so. At this point, no, because of the numbers in Congress. But what a mess. The paperwork, policyholders, the burden, the exchanges. It's not going to be good. It's not going to be good, my friends. All right, you may have a different spin on this, and that's all good. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE. Let's go to Bill in Arkansas. Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. How are you doing, lady?
I'm excellent. Thanks for the call.
Oh, yes. I just wanted to call and let you know I am so thrilled to hear someone speak out against this old goat in office right now. I really am. I'm tickled to death because I said he was no good before he ever got in there. And I had done a lot of research on that old boy. And I on the internet years ago, just before he got started the election, showed the place where he was born in Kenya, South Africa, and that he was never a citizen of the United States. And he's still not a citizen of the United States, even though that he's got had time to document himself, you know, so to speak. But everything that he's done since he's been in office has been against the Constitution of the United States, and I am so sick of the people that haven't done anything about him that has been in our Congress and our Supreme Court, because he's betrayed our Constitution completely down the line. And this Obamacare was a joke from the word go.
Yeah, I agree. From the very beginning, Bill, we were all over this in the beginning, really trying to say, hey, prove us wrong. We interviewed a lot of Democratic lawmakers. We interviewed a lot of healthcare people. We talked to everybody. I wanted to give it a fair shake. Let's look at all angles. And nobody could point out what we needed to hear ever. And they said it. They'd say, well, we don't know what's going to happen there. Well, it's better to push it through and then we can figure out what's wrong. And we see that's not the way to go. Something this important to so many people.
Right.
You can't push it through.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah. What a mistake. Absolutely. Bill, thanks for the call. Here's what I'd say about Obama, what Bill is saying. I think it's the inexperience and the fact that the White House, to me, is thin-skinned. So when they take office, it's the first thing they say is, we're going to be really transparent. Hey, it's a brand new day because, boy, the Bush people, they weren't transparent. Say, this White House, we're going to tell you, show you everything. We are. And they've been anything but transparent. They've been chaotic and not accountable for things that have blown up on them, that they would have been better served, if I were a strategist for them, to just say what's really happening. Instead of always trying to look for these crazy options that don't make any sense. And I have never seen, I mean, you could look at Bush, you could look at Clinton, you could look at the first Bush, you could look even at Jimmy Carter. You can go back and look at tape of all these presidents, no matter what you think, Republican or Democrat, of their policies, and having to come forward and say, make an excuse or an apology or whatever. I mean, you look at Clinton, I did not have sex with that woman, obviously. Big cover-up, blunder, getting around it. But when it comes to policies, and when it comes to, okay, here's what we're doing, you didn't see that with those other presidents. Certainly there were some blunders and there were some problems and then there were some highs and there were some lows even with the best of them. But nothing like what we're seeing here. And there is a real reluctance to take the blame. And I have a problem with that. Think in your own personal life. I do not like to deal with people who don't take the blame if they make a mistake, because if you make a mistake and you own up to it, it's not as big of a deal, right? But when you constantly make mistakes and you're looking for a way out of it, it says something about the character and the overall theme or ideology that comes out of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. And every, it's a reactive government. Never in front of the curve. Always reacting, reacting, problems, reacting, reacting. How about being in front of something instead of behind it? How do you not know when you've invested millions of my money, of your money, of Bill's money, of Izzy's money, of Pete's money, of RC's money, of all of you? We are the taxpayers. How do you not know that the website's not ready, that the system isn't working right, but we're going to roll out healthcare.gov anyway? And how do you not know that individuals, because you've changed the rules, are going to have their plans ditched and their policies are going to be canceled and they're going to have to pay more for their premiums, but you're going to tell them, well, your insurance was crappy. So now we are giving you new insurance and you're going to give us more money for that policy. Well, what if they want their crappy insurance? And who says it's crappy? What does that mean? There just are no words. At some point, it comes to the point where you just shake your head and are just staggered by what you're seeing. And now that they're going to have to implement or enforce or cherry pick this, it's really going to come down to now all of us are going to pay the price for this. So if you were again in a group that was breathing a sigh of relief and saying, oh, you know, my employer covers it, nothing's going up, hey, maybe $5 more, coverage is fine, I got my doctors, got my dentist, I got everything set, we're all good. Now you may find that you are going to feel the pinch because of what's going to have to happen for some of these insurance companies. And my prediction, too, by the way, is a lot of the states won't do it. They're going to say no to this self-fulfilling prophecy of chaos and doom and gloom. That's what I think is going to happen. All right, as much as we could be talking about this all night long, and we've talked about it for a very long time, we are going to make you grin. One of the funniest people I know, Brandon Lang, joins us next. He's going to break down the football action for this week in the NFL.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping. shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
I love you, see me just like you. I love you, see me just like you. I'm just trying to make my way.
I love this guy, man. If nothing else, besides his incredible information, he is such amazing comic relief. Brandon Lang, the man when it comes to breaking down the NFL. Here we are in week 11. Brandon, where did the time go? I can't believe we're in the 11th week already of the NFL.
Oh, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. But it is. You gotta rock and roll and do what we gotta do.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, the one of the games that everybody wanted me to ask you about, and I think it's because we have some Buffalo homers, is the Jets visiting the Bills. When you look at this one, Buffalo favored by one, do you touch this in any way? You like this game?
We're dynamic when you go from the hunted to being the hunter, and this Buffalo team, great as a home dog, but now all of a sudden you're making them a small home favorite. E.J. Manuel, boy. Flush the toilet and throw that sneaker away last week at Pittsburgh. He looked like he was a freshman at Florida State, for crying out loud. But you look at the Jets coming off the bye week. They've won 7 of the last 8 straight up with Bills. I tell you, as much as Buffalo's been good to me at home, I just get that sneaky suspicion that they just don't match up with the Jets. There's a reason why you beat a team 7 of the last 8. I'm going to take the Jets up plus that small number.
All right, good deal. Jets, the Bears, the Bears, the Bears. We also have a lot of people that listen to us in the great state of Illinois. The Ravens, the opponent, it's in Chicago. Chicago's favored by 3. That doesn't tell us much. What do you think we see here?
Well, one thing it does tell us is the Bears have not covered a number at Soldier Field this year. 0-4-1 against the number, and now you got the backup quarterback going against the Ravens. It's weird. My gut tells me that the Ravens match up really well with Chicago, and I'm going to come back and take the Ravens plus the 3. It wouldn't surprise me if the game falls right on a field goal, but again, Ravens is an underdog on the road. I know they're just 1-6, their last 7 away, but that one cover was at Miami where they beat the Dolphins outright. I think this game, the Ravens figure out a way to get the win.
The NFC least, the NFC East, that's what I call it, the least, the Redskins and the Eagles. Again, the reason this is a proposition here for America Tonight is because there's a lot of people that are fans of both teams. Philly is favored by 3.
You ready for the wow number of the week?
Let's hear it.
I give you the wow number. Here comes the wow number. Philadelphia Eagles are 0-12, their last 12 at home, against the number.
0-12?
Yes, they failed to cover 12 straight home games.
Oh!
12. Yeah, 12.
Forget it. Yeah.
12. Let me give you another one. The Saints have covered 14 straight home games.
That's a hint.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, that's a wow number.
You don't go against numbers like that. You don't get tricky and talk yourself into going against numbers like that. When the game ends, you look at the blank TV that you've powered off going, why'd I go against 0-12? What was I thinking? How do I go against that number? You ride a streak like that. If it ends, at least you know the streak's over. And it doesn't continue and you win against it and you cost yourself. So again, 0-12 is 0-12. I'll force the Eagles. Listen, they've been great to me the last 2 weeks. They've been fantastic to me the last 2 weeks. But I think this week back at home, I'll force them to step up and figure out a way to cover the number. They probably will. Their passing game is going great against that Bears defense, that Washington defense that, like I say all the time, can't play dead in a Western. But 0-12 is 0-12. This might be the week they get off the schneid, but I wouldn't go against it.
I love it. Can't play dead in a Western. I got to steal that line. All right. The lousy Buccaneers beat Miami, and now they're facing the Falcons. I know this is like a who cares game, so maybe you don't touch this kind of a game, or maybe you feast on it. Atlanta's favored by 2.
Two teams going in opposite directions. You look at Tampa Bay and Greg Schiano and the supposed mutiny, and you go on the road to the toughest place to play in the NFL, Seattle, and you figure this is it. They're going to lay an egg. They're going to quit. They're going to lose by 179 points, and Tampa's done 5.5, 6-hour flight. Who cares? Up 21-0, played like their moms were being held hostage and should have won the game outright. Came back home, no quit in this football team. You step on Monday night, you figure out a way to win, you take care of business over Miami, and now Atlanta comes here who can't get out of their own way. I think the wrong team's favored. I think the Bucs should be favored by 3, and I believe Tampa Bay wins this game as well.
Woo! I like that one. I say take that one to the bank. You are confident about that. The Texans and the Raiders are also 1 o'clock kick. And this one is in Houston, and Houston, the line is 7 in this one.
You figure out a way to cover a 7 number at New York. You can figure out a way to cover a 7 number in Houston. I believe the Raiders go in here and play this game tough. And listen, Casey Keenum is not Nick Foles in Philadelphia. Throw the Philadelphia-Oakland game out. Hey, you just got caught with your pants down. You got caught in the wrong place at the wrong time. And, you know, blowouts happen in the NFL. But this is still a pesky Raider football team. I don't expect them to win the game outright. But if you look at the Houston Texans this year, they're 1-7 against the spread, 0-4 at home. That's enough for you. I think the right side of the game is the Oakland Raiders.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so the Fish last week lose to Tampa Bay, as we talked about. Now they're hosting the Chargers. All kinds of problems with the Dolphins, as you know, with the whole bullying thing. One, does that affect the team? And San Diego's favored by 1.
Did you order the code red? You said right, I did. This football team has problems. Somebody ordered the code red. Who's going to fall? The owner can come out and talk all he wants about the fact that I support my owner and I support my coach and I do this and I do that. These investigators are now down in Miami right now snooping around this, that, and the other thing. I'm telling you right now, everybody behind closed doors is like, do I have a job? Do I not have my job? This team is in disarray. They got problems in their offensive line. Miami's in trouble. I'm going to take San Diego.
All right, San Diego. The Saints, you already said the wow number, so I'm assuming what? Saints over the 49ers at home.
Are you going against 14-0?
I'm
no. not going against 14-0. No. Sean Payton, Drew Brees, 14 straight home covers. Next.
Yeah, that's it. Giants, which I hate to go near the Giants, but the Giants and the Packers.
I'm going to tell you, I said it before, Giants have now covered three of their last four, and now they get a Green Bay team that is 1-5 against the spread their last six away. This team's in trouble, too. I mean, I hate to say it, but you lose at home to Philly. You lose Aaron Rodgers, you're hanging on for dear life, and now you got to go on the road against a backup with a backup quarterback against a giant defense that's starting to get a pass rush. I'll lay it with Eli.
All right, New York, there you go. The Vikings and the Seahawks, I mean, really, the Seahawks are favored by 12. There's a big number. Do they cover that?
I don't know if they cover. I do think we'll have some points in that game. You look at Minnesota's games lately. They went over the posted total in Dallas. They went over the posted total at home against Green Bay. They're playing overs, big over the posted total in London against Pittsburgh. I believe they go out to Seattle, and we have ourselves an over. Remember, Seahawks have gone over the posted total 14 of the last 21 since early 2012. So they are playing over games. And the Vikings, like I said, 7-1 over the posted total their last eight regular season games. So I'm going to play over the posted total in this one.
All right, over the posted total, the Chiefs, pretty wild to watch Andy Reid in the transition, perfect 9-0. People are already talking about, could it be 16-0? And the Broncos have problems with Peyton Manning. He didn't practice today. Someone sent me a text about that. Denver by 8 at home. Do they cover this?
Yeah. Eight hanged up and this, that, and the other thing. All I'm going to tell you about this game is this. Kansas City will be in this game for most of the way. But just when you blink, Peyton takes them up two scores, and Alex Smith has got to go the length of the field to cover the number. He makes a mistake, and the next thing you know, Denver goes from a 10-point lead to a 17-point lead, and then they melt the clock away, and they end up winning by 10. It's just like last week covering 7 at San Diego. They got up by 8. They needed a stop. They got it. Been a great run for the Chiefs. I know Andy Reid's 13-1 out of a bye week. With his coaching career, that's an incredible stat. But I just can't get over Jeff Toole and the Buffalo Bills putting up over 450 yards total offense on this Chiefs defense in Buffalo. I know you're in the bye week. I know you're coming out of the bye week. But let's be clear here. I'm talking about Jeff Toole! Talking about Peyton Manning, talking about a third-string quarterback signed off the practice squad in a Buffalo Bills team that couldn't put up 100 yards total offense at Pittsburgh last week, that put up over 400 on the Chiefs. Really? Yeah. The whole world's going to go with Kansas City in this game, and I'll force that defense that, like I said, made Buffalo look like the 80s San Francisco 49ers to show up and stop Peyton for 60 minutes. I'm sorry. I can't do it.
Yeah, perfect analysis. Last one, Patriots and the Panthers, Monday night.
You could give me the final score of that game today, and I would still figure out a way, or Bill Belichick and Tom Brady would still figure out a way to beat me. Let's just put it that way. There's teams that are good to me in the NFL and teams that are not. And one team that's good to me is the Ravens, the Saints. These are teams that usually cover when I use them. One team that's not good to me whenever I use them is the New England Patriots. I go with them, they lose. I go against them, they win. So I'm glad I got a few more days. I'll probably play the total in the game, or I'll tease it just to protect myself between the hoodie man and Tom Brady.
I love it. Go to BrandonLang.com. The information is second to none. Brandon, thanks so much as always.
Thanks, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right, bye-bye.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Microplant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Microplant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Microplant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Microplant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Oh, the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone. I broke a thousand hearts before I met you.
We're hitting the final turn of this hour of America tonight. So we mixed in a little levity there. I know a lot of you are football fans. Don't forget our Nail the Score contest each and every week, just for two segments. It happens on our Wednesday into Thursday AM show, and that's in our third hour. A lot of people also email me guesses in those two segments, and you can do that too as well. Just don't forget about it, because you'll win a copy of Level the Playing Field, and you could clear out the America Tonight prize closet. In the past, In four years since I've been on the network, we've had two winners, Chris in Connecticut and Dave in Vermont. Maybe someone from Texas, maybe someone from Missouri, maybe someone from, who knows, Asheville, North Carolina. We got a new affiliate. Woohoo! WZGM in, Nashville. Nashville. I watched that show the other night. Asheville, North Carolina. I have been there many, many times. It is a cool place. Black Mountain. It's beautiful, and it's a really artsy area. I had a cousin that lived down there, and I have a couple cousins actually that are down there. So I'm very psyched about that. Thanks, Matt Mitten, for picking up the show. We're psyched about it. Again, WZGM in Asheville, North Carolina. Something I'm not psyched about, and I think many of you have expressed the same thing, it's just a layup. It's easy to pummel this bungled affordable health care because it's any way you look at this. What happened this week? A historically black college that offered kids, Bowie, that offered kids semester, they could pay $50 a semester for health insurance, informed them that their health insurance would be, for a whole year, be $1,900. So forget it, they're dumping health care. Then you find out that the military, they have a thing called TRICARE. So people in the military who wanted to have their kids that are in college, that are just getting out of college, 21, 22, 23, on their health care coverage, which was one of the big things that was touted with Obamacare, hey, the kids can be on the insurance, isn't that great? So you can insure them and until, I can't remember what age, mid-20s. And now that's out the window for the military people because TRICARE is saying, oh, we can't afford that. We wouldn't be able to have insurance then. So those people are just out in the cold and have to go get individual health insurance on the exchanges. But I guess that's the idea. Let's try to reroute everyone we can on the exchanges because the numbers are so low, partially because of the botched healthcare.gov website. So it's, I don't know, gimmicky to me. And it feels like Obama's a bad version of Barnum and Bailey trying to sell us how great this is going to be and everybody in the land is going to have affordable health care. And also, I've said this a bunch of times, so pardon me if I repeat myself again. If you bumped into me on the street and we had a nice little conversation and somehow health care came up and you said, well, lady, don't you think everybody should have affordable health care? I'd say, absolutely. I think we should have affordable health care in this country. You betcha. But the wrong way is disastrous because it creates more problems, more money being shelled out, and that's exactly what people don't want. It's not the right fix. I would have said erase the state lines and have competitive rates. We live in a capitalistic country. You have insurance companies that would be feeding at the trough for your business. I think that would have been a smarter route. I'd be willing to try it over what we have now. So let's see how many states are going to actually allow somebody who had their insurance canceled to get the policy again, or they got a note that their insurance was going to be canceled, because probably that's what most people would be in the process of. Imagine the phone calls to some of these insurance companies. And so it's more than the whole rollout thing. It's more than the website. It's bigger than that. We have already 10 giant blunders that doesn't instill confidence. And the credibility issue, the credibility of this White House is absolutely called into question on this. Absolutely. And Washington was the first state to reject the Obamacare cancellation fix. They said, no, we're not doing it. Because they realize that it's going to be a disaster in trying to figure it out. It's going to make it worse. Right away, they said, no, it's not a good deal for the state of Washington. That's what the insurance commissioner said. We won't be allowing insurance companies to extend their policies. That came 2 hours after the president's announcement of a fix for millions of insured Americans who were losing their coverage. And the commissioner even said he understood that people were upset by the cancellations and they might not need the new benefits. But he said he had concerns about how the proposal would be implemented and, more significantly, its potential impact on the overall stability of the health insurance market, because he realizes if he did that, they'd have problems with the market. And then everybody would be sunk. Everybody. While that was happening, the National Association of Insurance Commissioners said they weren't sure how the proposal patch would even be put into effect. We don't even know how this works. it means there's going to be a disruption to the insurance market. There's going to be a rise in premiums, which is what we didn't want in the first place. We didn't want that in the first place. Different rules, different policies. It's talk about undermining a market that is brand new. There's going to be problems in 2014 and beyond that. Here's what I say. If Obamacare is so good, then I think everybody in Congress should be on it. But let's figure this all out together. Let's just figure it out. So somebody's got to clean up the, really, everything that's happening at the White House. The Chicago version of being the leader of the free world. Repeatedly, over and over and over and over and over and over again. Oh, my. The inexperience is what's showing up. The inexperience. That's what we're seeing. For sure, that's part of it. So this overreaching goal is going to tank us. Look, insurance companies are about the money that rolls in. And they might have a little bit to blame in this because they're huge lobbying groups and whatnot. But I wouldn't put all this on them at all. I'd put just a tiny portion of it on them. The policies are going to cause more pain, more suffering in the long run. And that means to you, and that means to your family, and it means to me. So if you have a problem with the rollout and everything else in between, you can send me your emails at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, because the mailbox is full. I got one from Jake in Austin who says, Kate, I tried your little experiment. I started to ask the guys in my group about their insurance. I'm 27 years old. None of them are signing up through the exchanges. All say they'll take the penalty if they have to. But most are staying on family insurance if they can. There you go. So the Prez with the big fix. Thumbs up, thumbs down. Shoot me an email, americatonight.net.
Do you love best Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.